Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. I'm Jim, and this is challenge number 18. Chance for you to test your knowledge of great classic pop and rock and roll music. Can you identify the song and the artist after hearing only the opening notes? Well, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. Yeah, this is our 18th challenge. Five more songs. We'll play just the opening notes for you and give you a chance to see if you can identify what the songs are. We will dispense with any formalities and get right to business. This is a hit from the 1960s. As always, we play two clues, so you make sure you hear it good. This is from the 70s. How about a hit from the 1980s? Every single one of these hits in their day, most of them were actually number one hits, like this one from the 90s. And one more from the decade of the 2000s. Well, there you have it. Five songs for you to test and see how well you can identify them. The answers are coming up in just about 30 seconds or so, but we do want to take a quick break. As I record this, it is during the holiday season, in that period of time between Christmas and New Year, and we want to wish all of our listeners all over the world a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holidays from the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, and of course, our friends at the Trivia Factory as well. Hope your holidays are going well, and knowing that this is a podcast, very possibly it might be May or June by the time you download it and listen to it. So whenever it is, hope your holidays were fine and your new year is going well as well. All right, we played you five clues from five songs, and we will get to the answers right now. This was our hit from the 1960s. That was a top five hit for the Rolling Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash. Well, the name Jack Flash came after Keith Richards and Mick Jagger were up all night trying to think of a song. Richards' gardener happened to be named Jack, and he was walking outside when his footsteps woke the musicians up. And then Mick Jagger asked what that noise was. Keith Richards said that it was Jack, Jumpin' Jack Flash, outside. Well, Richards and Jagger are credited with writing the song, which is something that Stones bassist Bill Wyman was reportedly not happy about. Wyman claimed to have come up with the song's distinctive main guitar riff while playing around in the rehearsal studio on a keyboard, but he never got credited for it. Rolling Stone magazine named it 124th in its list of 500 greatest songs of all time, and it has been used in many films and TV shows, including being the inspiration for the name of the 1986 movie that starred Whoopi Goldberg. Here was your hit from the 1970s. Yeah, it was a number one hit. 1974, Pick Up the Pieces for AWB, the Average White Band. Well, Average White Band is a bit of a misnomer. The band was actually a funk and R&B band from Scotland. Pick Up the Pieces was the group's most successful song. It is essentially an instrumental, apart from the song's title being shouted at several points during the tune. It was released in Great Britain in July 1974, but didn't make much of an impression. But then the album was released in October of 74 here in the U.S., and radio stations started to pick it up. And by February of 75, it was at the top of the U.S. singles charts. The average white band has continued recording and touring and have released four albums in the decade of the 2000s. We had a hit from the 1980s. It was a number one hit. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World was somewhat of an afterthought, and Tears for Fears recorded it during the production for their album, The Big Chair. Roland Orzabal, who founded Tears for Fears and helped write the song, said he initially regarded the song as a lightweight that wouldn't fit with the rest of the album. But it was Chris Hughes, who produced the song, who convinced him to try to record it. And it was a calculated effort to cross over into the American charts. The song was originally called Everybody Wants to Go to War, but was rewritten Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Kurt Smith, who was a member of Tears for Fears, said the concept was quite serious. It was about everybody wanting power and about warfare and the misery it causes. How about our hit from 1990s?
Bring it.
Yeah, it was 1998. Number one hit for Will Smith and Getting Jiggy With It.
Getting Jiggy With It. Getting Jiggy With It.
Well, jiggy, of course, is a term that means to be cool or trendy and is often associated with a style of dress. But in the context of this song, it means dancing well and also making a name for yourself. Music video was filmed at various hotels on the Las Vegas Strip, including New York, New York, the Mirage, and in the foyer of the Luxor Hotel, which is the big black pyramid on the south end of the Strip. Lyrics include some interesting references, including, "Since I moved up like George and Wheezy," referring, of course, to the TV show The Jeffersons and the show's theme song, Moving On Up. And here was our hit from the 2000s. Yeah, number six on the charts in 2006 for Christina Aguilera and Ain't No Other Man. Well, Ain't No Other Man is essentially a love song for record executive Jordan Bateman, who Christina Aguilera married in 2003. The song is about how he is the only one for her. In the music video, Aguilera plays the alter ego of Baby Jane. She reportedly planned the original choreography based on black and white films, and she initially performed it for the video's director and choreographer in her living room. In 2007, Ain't No Other Man won the Grammy Award for the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Well, there you go. Five songs, five decades, and challenge number 18 is in the books, and we hope that you did well. I suspect you did. We will be back next week or so with another great openings music trivia challenge podcast, which is a mouthful to say. Hey, your feedback is always welcome. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And all the show notes, including the trivia that we read, you can find on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. We'll see you again next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.